Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Elijah Campbell here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And as we do every week, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2, also the number one member of the Walter Payton Fan Club. Corey, how are we doing this morning? What's going on?
I am indeed. I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. I don't think there was very much disagreement to your Walter Payton take that you had the other day over the weekend. Pretty good player, that Walter Payton guy.
Well, I did grow up in Chicago.
You did.
And he did play for my youth. But, I mean, still, the guy did everything, and he did it on a terrible team for many years. He was absolutely spectacular. In every regard. I mean, I could go all day. And really, for me, one of the biggest thrills of my career was when Jarrett played for the Titans, and I got to know him. And I still know him today. And just getting that connection was special.
Absolutely. I would say so.
All right, I missed the take. Okay, I'm now looking at I just wanted to make sure you didn't say he was the greatest running back of all time, because then we'd just have a big argument segment.
He's the greatest player of all
greatest time. Greatest player of all time. All right. I love Walter. I mean, I there's nothing bad that can be said about Walter Payton as a player.
No, I would hope not. Pretty good.
I wouldn't necessarily agree with that, but I also like, you know, I like that as an alternative view of the same three or four guys who get thrown out there all the time. So,
you mean Walter Payton?
No one else has ever been mentioned.
Corey.
No, look, there are guys who can be mentioned. For sure, but he has to be in the mix.
Sure. I think it's absolutely the case. So, Corey, I want to get your thoughts on the situation with Vanderbilt this weekend with NC State. They play the game Friday. NC State is shorthanded. As we know, the game gets canceled on Saturday, and Vandy moves on to take on Mississippi State in the College World Series Finals. And lots of interesting reaction over the weekend, anywhere from blaming Tim Corbin for NC State getting tested to burning Vanderbilt shirts all over the place. What have you made of kind of the way this went down over the weekend with Vanderbilt and NC State, and now Vandy heading back to the College World Series Finals?
I felt like the Capitol was being stormed again. It was ridiculous. I mean, it made absolutely – it's a totally misplaced rage and anger. I mean, the reactions that I got on social media, that other people got, and the reaction of those fans is – totally misplaced and absurd. I mean, it's absurd. You know, anybody who knows Tim Corbin, number one, you know he is a guy of total integrity and the finest college baseball coach in the country and one of the finest leaders of young men you'll ever see. And to question that is, I mean, it's insanity. It's just, it's absurd. And it's a lot of sour grapes. And it's a lot of jealousy. I mean, I know there's a lot of Vol fans I heard from that were really angry. And there's just a lot of jealousy and a lot of angry vitriol. It's a bad situation. There's no way around it. I mean, but I hate to say it, them's the breaks during a pandemic, okay? Yeah, half the team's not vaccinated. It happens. It happens. And it's no one else's fault. And by the way, read the NCAA protocol. It's all right there. It's all right there. So whether you like the rules or not, they're there. They were there before the tournament. They're there right now. I mean, you're getting it. You're howling at the moon, okay? Because what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
Well, read the protocols, but don't forget the fine print that says, and also if Tim Corbin says that you should do something, then you must immediately respond to that. Yeah, it's been pretty amazing, Corey. I'm with you. What about the – I mean, look, and I honestly completely buy that Vanderbilt didn't want to get here this way. No one would turn this down. No one would stop playing, but they didn't want to get here this way.
No one would want to get there that way, and no one would turn it down. Those are both true statements. Those can absolutely be true statements.
So what if they win it all? We've had the asterisk discussion today.
No. Look, they didn't do anything, okay? They didn't do anything. It's not like Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa in the home run chase, okay? They didn't do anything. They showed up to play. That's it. They did their job. And I don't care if it's Vanderbilt or if it's UC Santa Clara. They showed up to play. The other team couldn't play. That's no one's fault.
Well, you know, that brings up another thing we've been talking about, which is just the Vanderbilt thing. Look, this is, I think you're right. There's just a lot of just misplaced rage, and I understand NC State and its fans being upset about this. This is terrible. I mean, that team.
Well, yeah, it's a horrible break.
But what,
for a team that's just red hot.
But what about some of the reaction, even from non-NC State fans, and we know how Mississippi State fans feel about Vanderbilt, but
yeah.
Do you think there is a little bit out there of, I don't know, Vanderbilt fatigue, Vanderbilt evil
guys,
empire narrative,
they're
you know?
They're in the World Series for the fifth time in 11 years. They're in the finals for the fourth time in, like, 7 years. There is a lot of jealousy out there, okay? There is absolutely a lot of evil empire. You know, people all resent and want what they don't have. I mean, how many schools have tried to hire away Tim Corbin? Like everyone that's had an opening in the last 15 years?
Yeah.
And they couldn't get him. And they're not as good, okay? And every year, you know, Vanderbilt is like Alabama. They get the best pitcher in the country. They get some of the best hitters in the country. And they start the season and they're ranked in the top three. And it's that simple. And, yeah, people are jealous. People are angry. I mean, shoot, you think Volunteer fans want to hear that Vanderbilt's better at them than anything? No. No. I mean, it's a school that didn't have a national championship until I think the bowling team won, like the year before the baseball team won. I mean, they hadn't done anything in anything. And now you're looking up at them? That's hard for schools to stomach.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And, Corey, the Stanley Cup final is set. Former Preds captain Shea Weber taking on Tampa Bay in the defending cup champs. We were one game away from a Barry Trotz and Shea Weber Stanley Cup final. What do you think of this matchup between Tampa Bay and Montreal? And how much of a chance do you give old Shea Weber and company in this series?
Well, I mean, you know, Robbie, you can't beat a hot goalie, right?
That is right.
And both teams' goalies are rolling pretty good. I think the first team to two each night is going to win. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring series. I think the firepower certainly favors Tampa Bay. But, you know, you like to see great players get their moment. You know, as someone who grew up a Cubs fan and saw a lot of guys not ever get their moment in a championship situation, it's nice to see Shea win or lose. You know, get to this point because, you know, they deserve to be on the highest stage and to not have that asterisk next to their name, that they were a great player but never got to the finals. And so I'm happy for him in that regard.
So for fans, hockey fans in Nashville, you've got the Shea Weber. I mean, I think most people would certainly be rooting for him, but you also have the Corey Perry – you know, that detracts a bit from that. What's the equation there?
Oh, I think Shea, I mean, no matter how much Corey Perry is a dislikable human being, which he is, you pinch your nose and you pull for Shea Weber. I don't think there's any question about that.
Corey, last thing for you here, as the Titans are a few weeks away from training camp, some interesting position battles at hand, and Ben Arthur of the Tennesseans come out with an intriguing piece on that, whether it's the wide receiver room, the backup quarterback position, whole lots of interesting battles at cornerback and the secondary as well. What position battle for the Titans intrigues you the most as they head into training camp coming up here in just a few weeks?
Well, you know what? There are two. One, you know, I'm really interested in the backup quarterback role to see if DeShone Kizer can nab that away from Logan Woodside or not. And I feel sorry for Logan Woodside. All he's ever done is what people ask him to do, and everybody keeps, you know, rooting for him to lose his job each year. And I'm not necessarily doing that, but I just think Kizer has, you know, higher ceiling, higher upside. And I want to see if he can elevate his game enough to take that job away. And then the kicking game, because regardless of how the Titans have seemed to have handled it for the last couple of years, the kicking game is important. It does decide games. So I don't even know if their kicker's on the roster right now or not, but I'm intrigued to see who ends up kicking against the Cardinals on opening day.
Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joins us every week on Mondays at 8 o'clock. Corey, great stuff, man. Hope you have a great holiday weekend coming up.
All right, pull that tape of Walter running for 275 against the Vikings.
That's right.
Sweetness.
That's right, baby.
Hey, Billy Sims is pretty good,
Jackson
too, buddy.
Leading the way at guard.
Oh, nice.
All that great quarterback play from the Bears as well.
Bob Avellini.
Yes.
Vince Evans.
Mike Phipps.
That's right.
Rusty Lish.
A blast from the past.
Greg Landry.
Corey's got them all down,
Mike
Pat.
Tomczak. Steve Fuller. Keep going.
I see him in my sleep, guys. What a nightmare.
That does sound like a nightmare. Corey, appreciate you, brother.
All right, go Lions.
Wow. Walk-off moment from Corey Curtis there.
Don't mess with Eric Hipple.
That's right. When we come back, we will keep it on the Titans. Get your thoughts. What is the most interesting position battle for the Titans heading into training camp? We'll get to that coming up next. Right now, though, got to tell you about my friends at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and we've all had that dream, right? It's a tie game. Bottom of the ninth, the bases are loaded, and on FanDuel Sportsbook, you get more than one shot to swing for the fences because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right, new users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win, and it only gets better from there. Check out FanDuel's new promo live every Tuesday, $5 Dinger Tuesdays. Place a $25 or more wager on any player to hit a home run on Tuesday and get $5 in bonus in site credit for every home run hit in the game, a max of $25. That's one of the many reasons I love FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, fun bet types like the same game parlay, and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code ROB to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager for only for risk-free bet. Refund and bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. A max bonus of $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.